I've never pretended to understand time zones, and I stick by it. I feel
can't we get
like
to line
this,
up right?
This podcast has too many British people on it, so I try and get Americans on it, but they're always
I like
too many
American
British
opinion.
People.
Is too
like
many
what?
British people.
You bloody horrible lot. Is Mike coming as well?
I didn't see him online.
We can add 2 points to our diversity agenda if we put him in.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can.
Yo.
Hello,
Yo.
Happy Man.
Joe.
Hey, Happy. Willie, are you going to introduce him as Happy Man or Willie Shambler?
Do whatever you want.
That's Fred, then.
Hey, Fred. Fred.
Introduce me as Hank, how about that?
Hank.
No.
Why not? Man.
Introduce him as Hank instead.
Yeah, you should.
I think Shiny is coming. She should be home, like, now.
Yes.
Imminent
She's,
play.
No, she said she would be here at Hay Past.
Hay Past. Son, you've been up north for a little too long.
What? No, I haven't. I've not been up north for long enough.
Hey, Shiny.
Hello, Shiny.
It's Shin.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
So desu ne.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Konospekusu da.
God, why do I always end up doing a racist Japanese accent when I'm around you
racist.
People?
It's like
know, because I'm racist.
I'm keeping
that,
that
is
in,
the
though.
Answer.
I'm always going to have that. That's going to be the constant sort of. That's like a theme that runs through podcasts.
It's not a racist Japanese accent if you're actually just talking Japanese, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but,
yeah,
I,
but
he's not. I put it on thick, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I could just go konospekusu, but I go konospekusu. Oh,
hey, yeah, you got a point.
He's still doing it.
I'm still doing it.
Yeah, well, so I'll do the sort of intro, and then we'll talk about nothing.
This is the Pocket Master Manual.
This is the Pocket Master Manual.
Here with Crystallis 178 joining us at last.
At last.
We have Moogle Pies.
Hello.
We have Shiny.
Hello.
We have Specross.
It's short for specifications. Why do you introduce me with the cross?
Because you said that was your name now.
I've memed myself into a hole. Specs.
Like always. And finally, what was I going to call him?
Fred.
Fred.
Hello.
His
the
name...
new person on the podcast.
Now,
he's a real fun guy.
It's interesting, really, because you know that his name's not actually Fred, because I introduced him alphabetically last.
Exactly.
Red. Zed.
I've rebranded to Woolly Shambler. I'm not really sure why, but...
Zoop. Because you were never a happy man.
That's true. Were... Actually, that's exactly why.
Specs, you do a thing first, because I've got a giant 30-page-long document full of every segment I've ever come up with for the podcast, and it's really long.
Okay, so I've got a few things prepared. We can do connections if you want. I've got news if you want. What do you want me to do?
I want to talk about a post that I found on Reddit's relationships subreddit that I want to read to you now. My mate Joe sent me this, and I think it's probably the best thing I've ever read. Feel free to interrupt me if you're feeling incredulous. So, the post begins, I, 27M, am getting jealous of my wife's 27F fictional crush. My wife is obsessed about a video game character and may as well be mentally dating him. This isn't a joke. I seriously need help. The story begins approximately 2 or 3 years ago when I introduced my wife to a video game I was playing. Prior to this, my wife hadn't really been interested in video games, even though I'd asked her to play with me and offered to buy a game, she seemed disinterested. But as soon as a certain character showed up, she immediately pointed to him and went, "Ooh, Who's that? Suddenly, she wanted to know everything about the character, what role he played, what the game was about, and if she could play after I was done. And thus began my one-sided rivalry with Big Boss. Ever since that day, my wife lives and breathes Big Boss. She's constantly showering me with trivia about him, what she finds interesting or attractive about him, and talking non-stop about general Metal Gear lore. She's played every single Metal Gear game she could get her hands on, and our conversations are dominated by her observations and thoughts on them. And of course, because she's an artist, there is fan art. So much fan art. I'm not gonna lie, at first, it was pretty cool. She was always disinterested and vaguely disdainful of me playing video games, so it was awesome to see her jumping into a hobby that I loved. She actually apologized to me over dinner one day, saying that she had never understood why I liked video games so much, but after playing some herself, she finally got the appeal. We pulled money together to buy a better TV. I bought her a gaming PC for her birthday. She cried out with joy. She got us matching video game t-shirts. She bought me cool new games. She started playing other games that I recommended as well. My friends told me how jealous they were because my wife was so cool and played video games with me. And for the next few years, we raved over cool new games that came out, bitched about the bad ones, spent our evenings playing video games, and had a hell of a good time. And throughout all of this prevailed Big Boss. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little jealous when my wife jumped into her crazy crush on Big Boss phase, but when she started picking up different games, I thought it was something that she would move on from. I mean, there are lots of other good-looking guys in games, right? But her love for Big Boss was pure, and it only grew bigger as she started playing other games. This protagonist wasn't as manly as Big Boss. This character was too superficial. This one wasn't good-looking enough. At the end of the day, she was still drawing weirdly flattering pictures of Big Boss and writing stories where she would somehow bump into him and fall madly in love. Now, I'm not one to complain about a harmless fictional crush. I had my own imaginary affair with Sylvanas back in the day. But I guess what bothers me is how much my wife's relationship with Big Boss leaks into real life. She posts her art and writing onto fan websites and asks me to proofread or critique her stuff. And I have to admit, it does make me crazy jealous. She's never drawn or written about us in cute couple situations, but suddenly she's portraying herself as being in a relationship with Big Boss. We don't have any pictures of us around the apartment, but her side of our gaming room is plastered with Big Boss or Metal Gear posters. She freaking talks about him in her sleep. She's asked if we can do sexy stuff while role-playing as Big Boss and Raiden. Keep in mind that I'm what you would find on the first page of Google Images if you looked up, haha, what a fucking nerd. I don't have the cool eye patch or buff chest or badass attitude. I weigh barely more than my wife. Still can't grow a full beard. And only learned yesterday that it's easier to put on socks before pants. I love my wife, I really do. I love how she gave video games a chance and is supportive of my hobbies. I love how she puts so much passion into her art. I love how compassionate and romantic she is with me and Big Boss. I just can't help but feel like I'm second best to a video game character, and I've actually dreamed of situations where somehow she runs into Big Boss while coming home from work and just elopes with him. Now, I get that this is probably a me problem, but I have no idea how to even approach it. I don't want to flat out tell her that I'm jealous of Big Boss because, well, I don't want to come across as a controlling freak and possibly ruin video games for her. But at the same time, I can't help but feel like I've been sharing the last few years of my marriage with a fictional character.
I'm impressed.
The thing I'm most wondering about is when she wanted him to do Big Boss and Raiden roleplay, like, was he Big Boss and she was Raiden? Or was he Raiden and Big Boss in, like, both situations? Like, it was on two separate occasions? I'm just wondering how that worked. Like,
I assume
who would be
Raiden, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm wondering if it's actually Solid Snake talking about Kojima.
What?
Because Kojima loves Big Boss more than he loves the protagonist of his own series at the end of the day. He really does.
You're saying this is some kind of meta commentary?
It's meta commentary.
I'm not sure if I believe that.
I feel like there would have been some kind of reference to the falling out between Kojima and Konami if there was.
Yeah, maybe.
Even if just a metaphor.
No one who posts on Reddit is smart enough to make a subtext.
That's
like
also
that.
True.
No, that's true.
Do you think this is a true story, though?
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I feel like it's got enough details in it that makes me think, well, if it was made up, it's clearly a work of art rather than the simple sort of shitpost.
I think it's based on a true story.
But embellished.
Featuring the motion-captured performance of Tom,
Tom Hanks.
Probably mostly true. Maybe some details are made up to make the story sound better. But no, I believe it.
I don't know why you would embellish a story that makes you sound bad.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I bet this is an actual problem for some people, though.
Is it like, always Big Boss?
It's not always Big Boss, but like if I think about all the like people who Zexu has as like husbandos, like that she's always fawning over and buying body pillows of, like, that's gonna annoy Flex. I should ask him, really. I should find out if there's trouble in their relationship due to her fictional crushes.
I think it's completely believable. Like, definitely.
We're millennials, right? We don't love real people. Isn't that how it works?
Exactly. Exactly. You fall in love with an idealized version of someone who doesn't possibly exist. It makes complete sense.
Yeah. And that's why we don't have normal relationships anymore.
Yeah.
Specs, when I was your age, I had a summer job that paid 2 cents an hour. And I was able to buy a house when I was 14 years old.
He got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, having gone to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I cycled uphill.
50 miles.
The ground was just entirely made of salt.
On a 60 degree incline.
I lived down in a salt mine. I had to cycle out of it.
Up to a volcano. Constantly erupting.
Were you betrothed at the age of 3 years old?
To what?
To me.
To Big Boss.
Yes.
To Big Boss.
To shit, what was his name again? Somebody help me out here.
Who?
Only
what
you
name
can help
have
yourself.
I given Wooly?
Fred.
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 To Fred.
Betrothed to Fred at 3 years old. Fred.
Right. What's the next segment?
Specs, you do one.
I can do news if you want. Ryan Reynolds is going to be playing Detective Pikachu in the Detective Pikachu movie, and he's going to be providing motion capture for Pikachu.
Pikaman.
Lovely.
Pikaman up in here.
I've got to say, Ryan Reynolds does actually have comedic timing. Which surprised me, because I never imagine normal-looking people or, like, attractive people having, like, comedic timing. I imagine British people or ugly people having it.
Are you saying British people are in the same basket as ugly people?
Yes.
They are the equivalent.
The international equivalent, yes.
The Venn diagram's a circle.
Oh, God.
Well, Crystalis, you're doing better than us on the look scale, at least. You too happy, Wooly.
Wait, I know. I am?
Well, yeah, clearly. You're not British.
My problem is that, you know when Specs drew his own face as like a rectangle with hair coming out of it?
Yeah.
In MS Paint? Well, I've forgotten what his actual face looks like, and that has entirely subsumed
like.
My mental picture.
That's what it looks like.
Of Specs' appearance.
It is kind of what I look like.
It's a photograph, that wasn't a drawing.
Mentally, you're like a bar of soap. Not in a bad way.
Cut.
All right, let's do news. So the way we're doing news nowadays is I'll give you some sort of headline and you can tell me if we want to talk about it. I call the segment Who Gives a Shit. So if you want to talk about it, tell me I give a shit, Specs. Right, we've got some film announcements. So Demolish It Derek 2 has been announced.
What? Oh, Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, sure.
Demolish It Derek.
Demolish It Derek.
What's wrong with that?
Break It Biff.
Destroy it, Dave.
I'm not having this.
Eviscerate it, Eric.
I can't think of anyone.
There's so many. Annihilate it, Adam.
Stomp it, Steven.
Crush it, Carl.
Enough of that. There's a Slender Man movie being announced.
Get the fuck out of here.
There's a Five Nights at Freddy's movie being announced.
That's been announced for ages.
That's surprising to me.
You know, there was a Slender movie before that was called Marble Hornets. But
oh,
it was,
that was good.
It was nothing to do with Marble Hornets, and it wasn't nearly as good as Marble Hornets.
It wasn't a movie either. That was a YouTube series.
No. There was a YouTube series called Marble Hornets that was actually really good, and then they made a movie called Marble Hornets that didn't have anything to do with Marble Hornets and was terrible.
Oh, I love the YouTube series. I got the Blu-ray from the Kickstarter and everything. They're awesome.
I actually have it on DVD. Yeah, that's right. I bought a DVD of it.
Can you bring it to the meetup? We can watch it.
No, because it's in shrink wrap.
It's also really, really long to watch all together. Like, the first entries are pretty short, but once you get into the third season, like,
It's good.
But he brought food.
Christelis, I've never heard you talk.
Ever?
No, I don't think so.
I've heard him talk.
You remind me of an American Rusty.
No, don't say that.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm just like, he sounds a little bit... He has the same kind of intonation almost.
Hold on,
are
you saying comparing someone to Rusty is mean?
I'm trying to remember what Christelis is to stream.
Mario 64. No.
It's been a long time since the Christelis stream.
We'll get you back.
For some reason, you said Christelis, and I immediately started thinking of Journey to Silius.
That game is fucking awesome. Isn't that, aren't they both Natsume joints?
Maybe.
Christelis and Journey to Silius. Alright.
That's a video game I remember.
Wasn't Christelis SNK?
Yeah, it's SNK, you're right. Alright, moving on.
There's also a Sleeping Dogs movie being announced.
Who's making these things? On what basis?
Video games make good movies, like, Moogle.
Sleeping Dogs
is an homage to Hong Kong action movies to begin with, so why would you... Why would you do make a movie about the homage?
Because it's an existing property. Yeah.
Did Sleeping Dogs even sell well?
Yeah, it did really well.
Oh, okay.
Got like a Game of the Year edition. Although, what doesn't these days?
I told some friends of mine that the Phoenix Wright movie is the only good video game movie. And they were like, nah.
Well, what did they say instead?
Someone mentioned the Mortal Kombat movie.
No.
God, why?
No, it's not good. Way.
You always have Street Fighter, of course.
I like Street Fighter.
Yeah, they said the Street Fighter
Quick
movie
change
as well.
Jail.
Mortal Kombat isn't... Street Fighter is funny, but it's like Phoenix Wright is a legitimately good movie.
I agree, yeah. I'm still waiting for a good video game movie.
Well, maybe you'll have one with John Cena as Duke Nukem in the
please.
Duke Nukem movie.
Yes, please. Yes,
that
please.
Just, no, that just doesn't... I cannot buy John Cena as Duke Nukem.
Can you?
Why?
Could you buy... Brock Lesnar as Duke Nukem.
No,
his voice is way too low.
His voice is not correct, no.
He doesn't have the right character.
Well, no, I think if he gets the hair right, like the fucking flat top and stuff, then it might look alright, I think.
Well, no, the look he could do, but, like, character. I don't feel like Brock Lesnar's an actor.
No, I don't either.
I don't feel like Duke
what
Nukem
are you talking
is a character
about? He was
that
in
I'd
Guardians
a,
of the Galaxy.
That I'd write an entire movie about.
No, he's not there.
Given that he's like a paper-thin parody of action movie protagonist.
It's 70 minutes of him pissing.
Yes.
And then the other 25 is just those ones that run at you screaming, and that's it.
That's Serious Sam.
Wait,
that's Serious Sam. Same shit.
No, you don't piss in Serious
Sam. It's the same shit. It's the same shit.
It's literally the same shit.
This is not a postal movie.
Duke Nukem, you take a turd out of the toilet and like smear it.
Duke Nukem, you Peter. Is it like you Peter Save or something? Or something else?
Oh, maybe.
That's
yeah,
no more
heroes. Maybe.
That's not what
oh,
heroes. But you can piss in the newest.
You can piss.
Yes, you can.
How can you piss?
How can she piss?
Whereas in Serious Sam, what happens is you wander into another actually identical desert-themed room, and then the same monsters that you've been fighting for 40 minutes spawn, and then you kill them.
Yep.
I like the screaming things.
Yeah, they are cool.
I like the anti-piracy measure. That always
okay.
pleases me.
Question. If you could adapt one video game into a movie, which one would you adapt?
Whoa.
Why would you do that?
You
Why
have to
I...
make a good... No, right, you've got a gun to your head, and the Hollywood executive says, you have to make a good movie, or we'll murder you.
Metal Gear.
And then they roll a cigarette from one end of their mouth to another.
Metal
and
Gear.
Grin
Why would I do
to
that when the perfect video game movie already exists, and it's called Resident Evil Degeneration?
I don't believe that you mean
that. I knew
that
was coming. I knew it was coming.
Or do you actually believe that?
Is the movie going to be good, or is it just going to be a movie?
It's going
to
be good.
Now the thing is, am I personally writing and directing?
I'd say you can if you want to.
Okay,
oh, it's going to be bad if I do it.
Can I cheat and just say Batman Arkham Asylum? Because that would make
no.
a good movie.
No, you
make
can't.
A fine movie.
I got a good one. Shen Movie.
Oh no.
I think Shen Movie would work as a movie.
Shen Movie 5 is just going to be... It's going to be awful.
What? Why not Shenmue 4?
Shenmue 3?
No, Shenmue 3 will be the good one, and then they'll try and like make more because it's successful after the Kickstarter.
Roman numerals are wasted on you people.
Wait, what was...
Shenmue!
That's That's funny.
Oh, wasted. I'm good wasted job. Here.
Good I should have caught on to that. This is the new adaptation of the cross meme, to be
I'll
fair.
I'll fucking waste you, piece of shit.
Shin movie.
Go fucking punch a duck.
Brilliant. Oh, Dick Smallwood as a movie, of course. Dick Smallwood as a movie would be X-rated.
Jurassic Park Trespasser, the movie.
Oh, God.
No, because Jurassic Park The Lost World is already terrible.
It is, yes.
Just, fucking Psychonauts. If I get to pick the director, give Tim Schafer a Psychonauts movie.
Yeah. Oh, I got,
it'd
right,
be decent.
Psychonauts,
I don't think that worked
made,
too well.
Made out of that would be great.
I no. do like
what about like Claymation?
Exactly, yeah, that's what I meant.
Claymation. Oh, sorry.
So it's a brand name that I've substituted for an actual thing.
Probably.
I'm very sorry. I'll bleep that out.
I'd do a Super Mario RPG movie, have it be like live action, and Mario is still a mute.
Have it live action. Like that. Would Bowser be like a guy in a suit?
It'd probably be puppet.
Bring back the golden age of puppetry in movies.
Fucking yes. Jim Henson Labyrinth, that shit.
Chris
yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's canon that Mario gets kissed by both Bowser and Booster at the end.
Yeah, I'm okay
level.
With that. But yeah, because Jim Henson Studios do. It could be like a Muppet production. That'd actually be really good.
I'd like watch that, yeah.
I like Muppets.
Portal would be a good movie.
Nah.
No.
It'd be fine.
No.
Nope.
It would be a good 30-minute short film.
Yeah,
I don't think
a good
it
yes.
would, though,
film.
Because, I don't know.
That would be the format best suited to it that's not available.
I think it's just, it's, yeah. It would just make a nice light comedy short for, like, 20 minutes.
I think Portal is perfect just the way it is.
I agree.
What about Star Fox?
Oh, yeah. Star Fox movie. Star Fox fucking dumbass fucking no.
No, that would be terrible.
Okay.
That, but wow, I can't believe how much I dislike Star Fox.
You would?
I just remembered that I played, you know, Star Fox with Katz when I went to visit him.
Do you remember Star Fox Adventures?
I have Star Fox Adventures.
Do you remember
myself.
Star Fox, the other GameCube one that was
yes.
also a piece of shit? Assault.
This, man.
With they the, were such pieces of shit.
Not very good.
With the Star
Did
Fox
you guys play
movie?
Star Fox Zero?
Star yeah. Fox Zero, we played when we went to Katz, didn't we? When we went to the city of a billion trillion tears.
I don't remember that.
You were drunk.
Okay.
It's not difficult.
With a Star Fox movie, you would be getting the furry dollar, though. All the furries would say.
That's true. That is very true.
It's a big dollar.
I think that's pretty much all you need for success these days.
Yes.
The furry dollar.
Talking animals.
Which Sonic game, then?
Shut up.
Which one? Which one? If you're going to go down that rabbit hole,
no, just let Sonic
well fucking...
just give Sonic Boom a full-length film. There you go.
Yeah, oh, Sonic Boom's good.
I don't know Sonic Boom, but I do know that it has Chris Chan in it, so...
Oh, God, yes, it
no,
does.
No, it has a reference to Chris Chan.
It has. It does. It's so good.
It's a very good show.
Why are his arms blue?
He hasn't finished colouring them in yet. Should we move on from
yes.
video game movies?
Yeah.
So, in other news, Twitch have a fund that they've specifically set up to promote and support female streamers.
Oh, lit!
You want a link?
Yes, yes.
Shiny,
get
you
in
should
there,
get in on those bucks.
Get amongst it. Let's
get,
fucking go, lad.
Get,
get amongst it and stop bullying one another.
Stop bullying one another. So the original applications period's already closed, but there will be another applications period for fall or autumn, as we call it over here. So the Thousand Dreams Fund has decided to support Twitch female streamers. To be eligible for the grant, you must be female and a Twitch-affiliated or partnered broadcast. Preference is given to applicants currently enrolled in high school.
Fuck's sake.
Or
younger
streamers.
College and university
I
placements.
I guess they're the ones that need more financial assistance, really.
Yes, and it's for those who need financial assistance specifically. Two or more grants of a minimum of £500 to a maximum of £2,000 will be awarded each semester. And
it's dollars,
sorry.
This is going to be
this
US
is American.
Only, isn't it?
I don't think it's US only, but it's preference given to US and just for buying equipment and stuff. I find it interesting that I guess it's the Thousand Dreams Fund that's making it happen, really, and they must be a female-centered charity, but it's interesting that someone wants to support just, like, female streamers. I wonder why it's, like... Is it just because streaming's big at the moment?
It's
or
a
what
big
do you
business,
think?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so that all the female streamers can buy those horrible gaming chairs that everyone seems to own these days.
What do you mean everyone seems to own? Who
everyone
owns a gaming
seems
chair?
To own those
Bullshit.
Horrible chairs.
I'm calling
Professional
you up,
streamers
man.
Do. Professional Who? Streamers do.
What's this chair look like?
You know, it's the chair. It looks, it's like, it's always neon-coloured. And it's, like, really uncomfortable. And Moogle, you have one.
I have one. I have, like, a cheap off-brand one that was, like, 150 quid cheaper than an actual one. And it's perfectly comfy.
It's not, though, because the seat leans outwards, so I feel like you're going to fall off at any moment.
Yeah, and it's got a load of hidden animage.
Feel that, like, so you feel like you're going to fall off
at any
moment.
No, it doesn't have any animage hidden in it, because that the chair was
That's
there,
the other chair. That's the other chair.
Yeah, that's the other chair.
Just some fucking chair that looks like it's going to blast off into space.
Correct.
They give you the $2,000 and they're like, you have to buy a chair that is aerodynamic with this money.
I actually looked at this one because you can get it with pink instead of red.
You will buy anything that's pink.
This is also true.
The only thing, I'm not going to get it though because you can't get the black, you can go white instead of black. If I could get it in pink and white, then it would be good to go.
The Princess Peach chair, the Duchess Nectarine chair.
Pink gold peach chair.
Pink gold peach, exactly. Pink gold peach chair. Though, because you're going to get it with black with an offset color, so rest in peace.
I actually own quite a lot of pink things because they're always cheaper than other colors.
No, they're not, mate.
Yeah, they are. I got a pink DS for like 30 quid second hand, and it's perfect condition.
I don't know. All of my pink things that I've bought because they're pink have been more expensive.
Depends on the flavor of pink, but I quite like a pink. I like a hot pink.
You get hot pink.
Like my headset that I have, I bought this one because it's the white and pink version. Pink. It was like £30 more than the black one.
Oh, Jesus. Shiny, but you're heading for financial ruin.
I'm already in financial ruin,
lad. That's fine. The Twitch.
That's all right. You can get a grant.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I could get a grant, except I'm too old because, you know, maybe I'll just go back to uni again.
That was
Rip Shiny, she was too young.
Mid-conversation hiccup, I think.
No, it was just me dying at the concept.
The next news, Sega is teaming up with ex-Quantic Dream, Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls lead designer for a narrative-led game.
Oh god. Quantic Dream is David Cage, right?
Now look, I can understand, right? So David Cage, at some point, he got some money and he was like, I'll make Indigo Prophecy and it'll be shit. And then he did. But and Indigo Prophecy became like a cult game. So Sony were like, oh, this guy made a cult game. Let's give him money. And they did. And he made garbage. And after that, after the second time, they should have been like, wait, let's stop. But they didn't.
But they didn't.
They fucking enabled him.
The thing is, it's garbage, but people fucking buy it for exactly that reason.
How much? What percent it's the room of all over again. This stuff do you think that people buy for irony?
I mean, a lot. A lot. Like, I don't know anyone who's buying it to just play it. I only know people who have got it to play it on the stream because it's hilarious.
Zexu buys them to play them.
Oh my god. Well, she likes Kingdom Hearts, though, doesn't she?
She does.
Nobody's perfect.
There are good narrative games you can buy. Like,
but they're not funny. Well, they're so bad that it's hilarious. Like, it's simply just by missing the QuickTime events, it's just fucking hilarious. And you can just do that for hours.
Have you seen the someone modded Heavy Rain so that all the scale of all of the animations are doubled?
So yes,
when
that.
Somebody turns around, their head goes like 360 degrees. It's the funniest fucking thing. Google whatever it was I just said. Look that up. It's amazing.
His latest came out like last week, right?
It's not Beyond, is it?
It's Detroit.
Like, Detroit becomes human.
This isn't really news until like, something actually comes out about it.
Yeah, it's not actually David Cage who they're working with either. It's Caroline Marshall.
So it's even less news.
I can't believe that David Cage would hire anyone competent. Or maybe not. Maybe he accidentally hired someone competent and then he fired them.
Well, if he's trying to hire incompetent people and he is himself incompetent, then wouldn't that mean that he accidentally hires competent people?
No, he's trying to hire competent people. He hires incompetent
people. Well, no, he's not, because he wants
people.
To make himself look better in his incompetence by hiring even more incompetent people.
Can you stop projecting more intelligence onto David Cage than we have any reason to believe that there is?
Is he French?
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian, so he's like a Canadian, but pretentious.
Christelis, are you Canadian?
No, I'm American. Sorry, I looked up the thing that Cass made.
No, I really want to know why all Canadians hate French-Canadians.
Because at heart, non-French-Canadians are British and the British hate the French.
Oh, I see.
The British don't really have much of a reason to hate the French, though.
No, we don't, but we still do.
What about
my mum really hates the French. Like, she really, like, passionately hates the French. She's not even,
lot,
like, one
dude.
Of those weird Little England type people. But she hates the French.
We went to war with them quite a lot.
We went to war with them
hundreds of years ago.
But that's not the point.
They've beaten our allies quite a lot more than we've gone to war with them.
These things stick around.
And they gave us Rayman and the Count of Monte Cristo.
Thank God.
Swedish
Rayman
people
and
hate
his gigantic penis.
Swedish people hate Danish people a lot. We've been at war with them a lot, yeah. I mean, it's a friendly rivalry, but yeah, we'd say fuck you, Denmark.
It sounds like Finnish people hate Swedish people as well, from what Xerxes told
me.
We
love Finnish people, though. So that's one-sided.
On a recent anniversary of Finland's birth, Sweden birthday gifted Finland a mountain.
Yeah,
that's they changed the border.
See, we like Finland, so if they hate us, that's their problem.
Maybe it's just Xerxes.
What do you guys think about the Dutch?
That's right.
I have no problem with the Dutch. I have Dutch cousins.
Because
so
I went over to Amsterdam and I was talking to one of the people there at a conference and they were like, everybody thinks that Dutch people are weird because of like Amsterdam and the red light district and stuff. And I was like, well, I didn't think that. But now I think that everyone thinks that Dutch people are weird because you've told me that.
I feel kind of sorry for the Dutch because everyone thinks Amsterdam is the name of their country and not their capital.
Oh, Netherlands.
Next news, Koizumi, the director of Mario Odyssey, has confirmed that Toad's head is not a hat.
That's what I fucking told you.
I knew it!
I knew it too.
Yeah, everybody knew it.
Was he the same person that said that Toad and Toadette are not male and female because Toads don't have a gender?
I think that was
Miyamoto. Well, no, they don't have sex.
Was that Miyamoto
clearly,
that said that?
Clearly have a gender because they're Toad and Toadette.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're male or female, though, is what he said.
No, it doesn't mean
whoever
they have
it
sex.
Was that what he said.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Here's the question. Is the, like, mushroom bit... What is it? Is it just
brain.
Flesh? Is it like a really like tightly packed like afro?
The brain is in there.
Oh, it's just the head meat.
No, I believe it's a hat.
It's called head cheese, I think you'll find.
I don't think it's
like
made out of...
Do you think you can peel it?
I don't think it's made out of mushroom flesh. I think it's synthetic.
We shouldn't necessarily take much stock in what Nintendo representatives say, given that Miyamoto once said that he was Bowser Jr.'s mother.
That was clearly a joke.
But that Miyamoto was Bowser Jr.'s mother.
Yes, well, he's got a record and said
but
that.
Miyamoto loves to troll people.
He does, he really does. Totally
I think Miyamoto is now an angry old man who throws chairs.
I hope not.
He flips tables.
He was before, too.
Well, he was an angry young man who threw chairs.
Oh, that's true.
There was a good article on Eurogamer recently that was an interview with the guys who made the Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, and they said that the only, like, real interaction they ever got with Miyamoto outside of work was he took them out to a convenience store and he bought chocolate digestive biscuits.
Nice!
That's awesome.
That is awesome, actually, yeah. They are the best kind of digestive. Actually, no, caramel is the best kind of digestive.
I would go plain chocolate digestive.
You have caramel digestives?
Chocolate digestives with a layer of caramel in between the chocolate
really
and the digestive.
Good, actually.
That sounds kind of nasty,
is,
I don't know.
They're really nice. The problem is you can only buy like a big tube of them.
Yeah, and you just eat all of them.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I think they're a little too sweet. A little bit.
One of my friends, and I should tell you right now, if you keep up with these fucking bullshit stories, it's the same guy who owned 100 Pikachus.
Oh yes, but... you talk about this guy who puns.
But he insisted that Toad's name was Mushroom Head. He insisted that his name was Mushroom Head, like the 90s band Mushroom Head. And no amount of like Smash Brothers character select screens or whatever, Mario Kart, could convince him that his name was not fucking Mushroom Head. And it pissed me off.
I think he might have been making a dick joke. I learned today that Mushroom Head is an American slang for dick.
He wasn't American.
Oh.
Yeah. My friend used to laugh at the helmet key in Resident Evil.
Helmet is such a normal word, though.
I mushroom fucking know.
Isn't.
Fucking mushroom helmet key. Every time I would say, oh, I found the helmet key, he would just giggle. Like, what the fuck? But no. Dick jokes.
Moving on. Valve are making games again?
No.
Bullshit.
Slander.
I don't believe it. Who said so? No one.
I'm not sure. I don't actually have a source for that one, so that's clearly a rumor.
So are we playing,
someone.
Truth and a lie again. What's going on?
No, someone at Valve did say in like a press statement recently that they were going to get back into making games, and we're making games after their fucking dumbass card game.
But why would they do that when they make so much money not making games?
Good question. It's now illegal to put stickers on things that say removing them will void their warranty.
Yes, I love this. This is great.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Like the screws that you have to unscrew to take apart like a PS4 or something, they're not allowed to say this void your warranty if you remove it.
It's like, oh, some trivial fucking thing has broken in my laptop that I can easily fix. And my choice are either break the sticker to do the repairs that should be really easy, or send the thing in and pay like 200 quid or whatever, because they'll just image the hard drive and throw the entire thing in the garbage, because exactly. That's what they do when you send off your computer to get repaired.
That's true.
This is what really annoys me, because my PS4 has been sounding like a jet engine recently. And it's out of warranty now, so it doesn't really matter so much. But if it were in warranty, I'd be fucking pissed. Because all you have to do is just unscrew a couple of bits, take the cover off, and then compressed air in the innards. But can't do that without taking it apart.
I'm still absolutely bemused that several of my friends own phones where you can't put SD cards in them or replace the battery. I'm like, why did you buy that? They were like, I don't know.
A lot of phones are like that over here.
Like, not being able to replace the battery or the SD card is a deal breaker for me.
I remember when I bought the clock card phone that I owned for like a year, it came with a second battery.
That's good. Nice. Considering how fucking quickly they run down these days.
Yeah, but the phone companies don't want you to replace parts, they want you to buy
new
phones.
No, they want you to replace the whole phone, I know.
I mean, they can make phones that the screens don't break when you drop them, but they don't because they want people to break their screens so they can either pay to get them repaired or, more importantly, buy a new phone.
Yeah.
I swear to God, right? So I've bought the phone I had before this one was a Wiley Fox Swift, and the one I had before that was a Moto G second gen. The Wiley Fox Swift came with 1.5 years warranty, and a month after the warranty extended, the charging port broke and it couldn't be repaired. And the Wiley Fox Swift, a month after the warranty, it just stopped starting. I think there's a deliberate conspiracy to make phones break themselves after the warranty period is over.
Have you heard about that light bulb that's in some fireman house? A firehouse. They're actually called firehouse in America, and it's this light bulb that's just been on continuously for like 10 years or something, and it's one of the things that people point to show that like stuff breaks on purpose because it's manufactured that way.
True, but the only reason that light bulb works is because they never turn it off. If they turned it off, it would break.
Some things are made specifically to last, though. Like, older hard drives had ridiculously low mechanical failure rates because they were engineered that way.
Well, no, it's because they had less data on them, and the bigger the density, you need more platters, and that means you have more chance of failure.
Lots of moving parts in them.
But I do. I have a computer with a Hitachi DeskStar, which is now almost 20 years old, that still works fine.
So this light bulb is actually 116 years old, burning since 1901.
But if they turn it off, it will break.
Maybe.
Let me buy a ridiculously expensive uninterruptible power supply for my historic light bulb. You know what? I'll keep the light in my bedroom on. Actually, no, I won't, because it's a blue light bulb. Never mind.
Why is it blue?
Stop me injecting.
Wait, what?
He wants to be able to see the green poison properly. I'm developing countermeasures. It does fluoresce under blue light, this is true. I'm developing countermeasures against that soon, so...
That's what he actually does at work.
He actually excretes the poison.
I used to actually, for my work, I used to use a machine that could fluoresce different wavelengths of light. It was for use in checking counterfeit documents and stuff.
Cool.
Sometimes.
Next news, Jagex is shutting down RuneScape Classic.
Oh no! There's a portion of the internet that cares.
Okay.
Isn't Crystallis in the portion of the internet
that cares? I'm actively playing RuneScape right now.
Yeah.
And actually weighing a pretty good amount on this and have it be relevant.
Go on.
So, anybody here actually played, like, RuneScape Classic? Like,
I think I played RuneScape 2.
The original JavaScript version in, like, 2004. I played that one.
Played the original. I was in middle school.
The original was kind of boring.
Classic was around middle school for our age group, I think. And that was, like, no running, no knees, no music. Combat was a struggle. Training everything was a struggle. It was a time when there weren't really a whole lot of MMOs online. So when RuneScape 2 came out, a lot of people complained saying they didn't want to, you know, accept the change. So they kept Classic servers open. The game developed, and they kept maybe, I think, one or two Classic worlds open, and they'd occasionally open them to, like, current members of the game to go back and experience what it was like to basically torture yourself in the form of a video game. And now they're making a decision to actively close it, and it's kind of sad to see it go, but... Mostly feel bad for the community that's actually stuck it out and played the shit out of that and, like, haven't played anything else, like, you know, RuneScape 2 or 3 or old school RuneScape that's come out recently. So, it has not aged well at all. It's usually very painful to go back to. Like, I'll log in occasionally, be like, oh, let me get a taste of this. Then I'm like, oh, taste is done. Time to leave. It's, I don't know.
There's not really any way to preserve old MMOs. Like, once the servers are shut down, unless the game gets, like, open sourced or something, that's it. The game's gone forever.
People are wanting to try and do that to help keep the communities at least alive in relation to those, but something that they have a lot of problem with is that Jagex says there's a lot of issues with bots being rampant in Classic, but there's tons of botting in Old School, and there's still a fair amount of botting in RuneScape 3, which is their current model game. So to say that, oh yeah, we're just trashing it because, you know, bots, it's like, let's be real, there's 400 people in the world who actively play it, and that's not really enough money and excuse to keep it running. R.I.P.
What's next? Paladins, the game Paladins, has used Overwatch art in advertisement.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that, I'm not surprised.
I find this funny because, like, obviously it is a ripoff. It's just a picture of the China skyline behind one of the Paladins characters, but it's still quite funny. They're using Overwatch to advertise their Overwatch ripoff.
Is it like the stage or just like the skybox?
I'll send you a link to it. It's just the skybox.
Hi-Rez is such a rubbish company.
What else do they make?
Well, they made a series of games and then abandoned all of them, or ruined all of them, with bad management. Global Agenda, Tribes Ascend.
Oh, Tribes.
Oh, they made Tribes Ascend.
Miss Tribes.
2012 was some good times.
Nah, Tribes 2 was some good times, man.
So, Resident Evil 7 is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
But
that's good.
There's a caveat to this.
That's a big but.
The big but is that you can get it on the Switch if you are streaming it. It's called Resident Evil 7 Cloud Version.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's that about? Why?
I'm not entirely sure.
It's probably because it can't run on the Switch hardware, and instead of porting it, they've just gone, well, let's do that thing where you... I mean,
is that the match of the day ice cream van?
Yeah, that is the match of the day ice cream van. Oh, okay. You see, it stopped. Stopped before it got to the end of the song. Like, honestly, playing games streamed over the internet has gotten way better since, like, the original On Live, which was fucking terrible. Like,
yeah, it's awful.
They are actually playable. Something like Resident Evil would be playable now, I think.
It's Japan only at the moment, and it costs about £13. That's probably about $20 for 180 days access to streaming this game.
That's six months.
Stupid.
I mean, that's like renting a video game from Blockbuster prices.
But why are we renting video games? What?
Well, some people like renting, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, but think about this. If you buy anything with DRM, then you're just renting it, aren't you, you fucker?
But a lot of people, the way they play games is they'll buy the latest big game, like Assassin's Creed or something, to play it, beat it, turn it in for someone else.
Yeah. They get like £3 or something from sex, and they'll go and buy another game.
They do have deals where if you trade in like these 8 select games, you'll get like way more money or something like that.
It's like Mike Talley said, I got 3 skill trees and 4 hours of fun. I like American video games.
Same.
Epic are releasing the Paragon assets for free before shutting down the game.
I have never heard of Paragon.
Don't give a shit.
Fair enough.
Epic are the ones that make Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
They don't have to care anymore, do they?
They made Shadow Complex, though.
I know. I mean, they don't have to care about anything anymore because they're making so much money from Fortnite.
They made the new Unreal Tournament and it was really good and nobody played it. So they made
I haven't played it.
It was really good. So they made instead a game called Fortnite, which literally consists of spawning, going to a random location and hoping that you find a crate with a good weapon in it, wandering around for 10 minutes, getting into a single firefight and eventually dying.
And then just going straight into another game.
Just straight on a loop, 90% of that game is just doing nothing. And the other 10% is luck to see what weapon you fucking get.
I'm not going to deny that you're right.
Is that just the Battle Royale mode, though? Like, what's the actual game like?
Nobody plays the actual game?
It's a zombie survival game kind of based on Minecraft.
Epic are going to support the original one. Yeah.
Battle Royale games are pretty boring.
Remember when
in terms of fads, I can't think of any really fun recent video game fads. Like, all of the fads have been terrible.
Yeah, no MOBAs.
Yeah, I agree with that. MOBAs, yeah.
Card games.
I mean, class-based shooters were all right, but there weren't that many of them, really.
No one jumped on that boat for
a long time.
There
weren't many good ones.
Were there any except TF2?
Well, there's TF2, and then there was Overwatch, which is and TF2, Paladins.
TF2 was fun back in the day, and Overwatch is fun now, so, I mean, that's a pretty good success rate.
I guess it isn't like a frenzy like some of these other things have been.
Well, it has been since Overwatch got popular, but TF2 started it, and then we didn't have anything really until Overwatch, did we?
Mm. But I mean, the thing is, Friday Night Combat.
Really. Yeah, Friday Night Combat's one. That was the one I was trying to think of. Yeah, but there haven't really been many that have really made it anywhere off the ground, to be honest, aside from until Overwatch came out.
I mean, the big trend for 5 or 6 years was linear corridor shooter with a multiplayer team deathmatch component. That was Call of Duty, 4 until... Three years ago, maybe four years ago.
Nah, they've let up since then. The big trends right now are games with heavy on the narrative and the style and the.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because everyone is announcing battle royales for their next games, like Battlefield 5. There's a Stalker battle royale going to be made as well. Apparently, like there are lots of battle royale things happening. Do you hear about Radical Heights, Cliffy B's, like, attempt at Fortnite as well? Like,
no. Cliffy B, for fuck's sake, just go back to Jazz Jackrabbit.
Cliffy B's company is dead now. They've shut down.
And Epic are, like, riding high.
Yep.
Next Star Fox game will be a Battle Royale furry game.
Star Fox Battle Royale.
It's coming, it's coming.
A furry Battle Royale game would sell really well.
Hey, guys, okay, make one Nintendo IP into a Battle Royale game, go.
Smash Bros.
Pikmin.
Pikmin Battle Royale.
Pikmin Battle Royale. Mm.
The Game Boy Camera.
Cross Battle Royale.
Kirby could be interesting.
Kirby Battle Royale.
No, that would work perfectly, actually.
I don't hate that idea.
Who would
everyone be Kirby and then you, like, find enemies and absorb
abilities and then beat the hell out of each other?
That sounds great.
Think City Trial from Kirby's Air Ride without Air Ride machines and like Kirby content.
I'm down for that.
I always did want some sort of versus mode in Kirby. I know that's just Smash Bros, but...
There is a versus Kirby mode in the last two Kirby games, I think. Cool. There's like a Smash Bros Kirby.
Awesome.
People have measured Luigi's dick.
This is from
the tennis thing where you can see the outline of it and they've weighed it up against his height and about like the length of his legs and everything. I've seen this. Yes. This was months ago. This isn't new.
We have not had a podcast since January, I've just got a load of stuff written down here.
Wasn't he like average? He was like 5 inches or
3.7
something.
3.7 inches flaccid.
Oh, much small. Oh, flaccid, yeah. But there's no confirmation on if he's a grower or a shower. We'll just have to wait and see.
Is there such a thing as a shower? Is there a guy whose dick is just always the size it is?
Well, maybe. If it's like default at 5 and then just stays there.
But I'm saying they all get bigger though.
Well, maybe there's someone who doesn't and it just like starts looking upwards instead of down.
Anyway, I wish wrestling fans were as dedicated because then we'd know how big Batista's dick is.
We will never know how big Batista's dick is. Never ever.
Katsuma, can I just ask why you would link the Kotaku one? When I googled it, the first thing was pedestrian.tv and the title of the fucking thing is "We now know the size of Luigi's chongus."
Oh god, Katsuman, your
microphone, please. You're popping like a madman.
Chongus. I've never heard the word chongus before.
I love the Kotaku one because it's a correction that says Bowser is only 4 feet tall, judging by Luigi's penis.
Manly. Can you like make the microphone fuck up 10 times as loud? No, please.
Capcom are offering a reward to people for finding cryptids in real life to promote Monster Hunter.
Mate, can you link me to this article, please?
£50,000 they're offering.
This is another money-making opportunity for me if I can't go back to high school. Let's talk about this. They're offering £50,000 to anyone who can prove with conclusive evidence that one of these 10 monsters exists. Where's the list?
Big couple of days up at Loch Ness,
the Cornish
owl easy,
man.
Nice, easy money.
Mermaids. I could do that. Fucking piss. Scottish lake monsters. What's the Mongolian death worm? Hello.
Just cut your legs off, Shin, right? And slap a fucking dolphin tail on it.
Slap
it. And you,
what if
you
I, what if I just cut my top half off and apply a shark to it?
You would
fish
immediately be
fish on
assaulted
top.
By Brock Lesnar as a rival that
oh,
was
God,
eliminated.
No. I am
Someone's
not going in search
of that
thing.
Someone's won the 50 grand already. That's the Mongolian death worm.
That looks very death wormy.
It looks very Tremors.
This animage count as a cryptid?
He's not on the list. Unless he is a yeti.
I think he's a Namibian flying snake, actually.
A chupacabra. I used to get confused between chupacabras and capybaras. Yeah. So just fucking send them a picture of a capybara and be like, where's my money?
A yaoi is a homosexual
is it, yeah, I was
going to
say,
hentai.
Doesn't Zexu have a lot of that?
Zexu's got a lot of that. That's it for news, really.
Is there a porn segment coming up now?
What's the content?
There's a fanfiction from Mark Averone. I'm going to read off the tags, and you're going to guess what game it is. I'm going to exclude all the names of the characters. AU, YouTube, cooking lessons, recipes, introvert, minor YouTube celebrity B, fluff, lots and lots of cooking, ethnic dishes galore, office potluck, shopping trip, anxiety, meditation, relaxation, C is a little shit, but also cares about his big brother, the local cooking cowboy fan club, D is a freaking detective. Email chain. A is crushing hard. B is crushing hard too. Slow burn. More like baked to perfection. Secondhand embarrassment. Food. Alternate universe lawyers. Law office shenanigans. Mutual masturbation.
Oh my God.
Foot massage. Massage.
This took a quick turn.
Orgasm. Yeah, I know.
This goes very quickly.
That's the tags. What's your guess?
So
is
we're
it
looking
characters
for
from video games specifically? No, so we're looking for a cooking YouTuber and a video game, right? Is that what it is?
No, this is not a crossover.
But it said about having YouTubers in it earlier on.
One of the characters is a YouTuber in this fanfiction.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And they're crossing over with a video game or just another YouTuber?
This is just a video game crossover. No, this is just a video game fanfiction. There is no crossovering involved.
Okay, right.
Okay. So one of the characters in the game is a YouTuber.
No.
It's,
well, then
it's fanfic based on a game.
It's not
going to
be Five Nights
so
at Freddy's, is it?
That a YouTuber shows up as a character at
some point
in this fanfic. What?
The first tag is AU, alternate universe. There's just an alternate universe where one of the characters is a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is difficult.
So,
alternate universe where
there's a lot
one
of cooking involved and they're lawyers.
I mean, I wanted to say cooking mama.
Is
just
it lawyer
the amount
guy,
of...
defender of justice?
It's not lawyer guy.
No, because it's
out.
An AU where they're lawyers. It's not their lawyers. And
is it Phoenix Wright related?
No.
Because it's an AU where they're lawyers. They're not lawyers in canon. It's AU with.
I don't read fanfiction.
So Specs struck out. We have Shiny, Catsman, and Crystallis eligible to answer.
Okay, what other video game lawyers exist?
There's brothers involved in this. You said there was something about brothers. Can you read that one out again, please?
D is a little shit, but also cares about his big brother.
Is his big brother one of the other characters?
Yes.
Which one?
A.
So let's think about brothers,
A is an introvert and is crushing hard.
Okay. Brothers in video games who are lawyers in an alternate universe. And cook a lot together.
They cook in this universe.
Yes.
Is it going to be like a JRPG, do you think?
I hope it's not, because
like
I don't know any
of
them. I mean, obvious brothers in video games. We've got Mario and Luigi. We've got who else?
Can't be them.
I don't know. I don't think it's them.
Lucas and Klaus.
I doubt it's that.
Shall I help? Can I help? Am I allowed to
name some
talking?
Brothers for me, Moogle?
We're speculating.
Liquid and Solid Snake. Dante and Virgil.
Mm. Like you see, those are both, they're big in fanfiction, aren't they?
Yeah. DeCross and Zero count?
Shut up.
Cowboys, though.
Oh, God, this isn't anything related to Hanzo and McCree, is it?
Yes, there is.
Nice.
Crystal's got it.
So,
it is an
nice one.
Hanzo and Genji?
Yes, Genji is a little shit, but also cares about his big brother.
Big brother, yeah.
The local cooking cowboy fan club. Sacha is a freaking detective, which is Symmetra. Hanzo is crushing hard. Jesse is crushing hard, too.
Who's the YouTube?
Got him!
McCree is the YouTube celebrity.
What?
I can see it.
I mean, Matt Mercer, come on.
Oh!
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true.
Loved it. Make a random-ass complaint now. I think controllers are bullshit.
Okay.
Do elaborate.
Okay, right. So, I've been using a wired 360 controllers for about 10 years, which is actually quite good, except the D-pad, which is trash, and the face buttons, which are slightly too small, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. Right? That's fine.
So I decided that I'd get a new controller, right? And I reasoned that 10 years of technological advancement would have wrought controllers that were better in every way. But that is not the case, right? The first thing I thought was the PS4 controller. But it's way too expensive. It's normally like 50 quid, which is insane.
They're all really expensive.
That's part price gouging, but also if you look at it, okay, what does a fucking PS4 controller have in it? Oh, it has a capacitive touchpad, a 3-axis gyroscope, a 3-axis accelerometer, a 3.5mm headset, a speaker, and a weird like glowing LED bar that probably comprise at least 50% of the cost of the unit. Aren't used really by anything.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
The 6-axis motion stuff is really good if you're playing like a third person shooter, because I don't like to play third person shooters with a mouse and keyboard, but I like when I'm able to aim with gyro, like in Splatoon or in Breath of the Wild when you're aiming arrows. So I love that if you're using a PlayStation 4 controller as a Steam controller, you can map the gyro in any way you like to make it move the camera if you're like in aiming mode.
I'd like to complain about that as well, because the software support is really finicky. So some games natively support a PS4 controller, others don't. For the ones that don't, you can use Steam to map the PS4 controller onto an Xbox 360 controller or use a custom profile for it. But that means that, number one, those games, you have to launch them through Steam. And number two, you have to manually say which games you own, you know, which way you want to map the controllers. And, you know, if you're like having friends over or something, it's always, hey, guys, let's play a video game. But before that, I'm going to fuck about for 20 minutes with the controller config to make it work.
That sounds like being at my house.
Exactly.
That's a really good
idea. It irritates me. So anyway, I was like, fine, I won't get a PS4 controller, I'll get an Xbox One controller, because every game supports 360 controllers, so I was like, well, every game will support those as well. Yep. No, they fucking won't, because, okay, the Xbox One controller is cheaper than the PS4 controller, it's about 40 quid. There are 4 separate hardware revisions of this controller.
Correct.
The first one doesn't have a headphone jack and cannot be connected wirelessly to a PC at all. It uses a proprietary wireless connection for the Xbox One. The second one has a headphone jack and can be connected to PC, but you need to use a proprietary adapter that costs at least £20. The third one has a headphone jack and can be connected to any computer as long as it's running Windows 10. So basically, yeah, that doesn't work for me either, because I refuse to run Windows 10.
Proprietary software.
Is this
such.
All because you're trying to connect it wirelessly?
So you can connect it, but it's via like a micro USB cable.
Yeah, so that's what I do with mine. Mine came with Duracell batteries as well, interestingly
enough.
Yeah,
so did mine.
The micro
Surprisingly good of them to include an actual decent brand of battery for a change.
Yeah, but I'm
branded
never going to use
batteries
them.
Batteries aren't any better than unbranded ones.
Probably not.
It's a conspiracy.
But the rabbit can run for longer.
Actually, we put the green poison in the Duracells to make them go longer.
Exactly, that's why I don't buy them.
But it makes them last longer, so there's no conspiracy on that.
Buy all my batteries from AliExpress.com.
That's a really good bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I read a study on some batteries, and they actually said the Amazon Basic ones were pretty good considering for the price.
Yep. Also, the X-Bone pad is really good other than that.
Yeah, the X-Bone pad
really
is good really
D-pad.
Good.
It's got
I'll
a really
give it
good
you
D-pad. Really
the
good
D-pad
sticks.
Is actually probably better than the PlayStation ones.
I would
honest.
Say it's the best D-pad I've ever used, and I include Nintendo stuff in that.
It's I still good. Really like the original NES controller D-pad.
The NES controller D-pad's still good, but it's not clicky. I like clicky D-pads nowadays. Mm.
I do like the clicky one.
All of the DSs have had pretty good D-pads.
Yes.
I feel.
In my the Vita's got the best one.
People love the DS-like D-pad, but I think it's too small. I want to complain about one more thing, right? Because, of course, there's always the Steam controller. And the Steam controller is the actual physical embodiment of fucking around with config files. It has tiny-ass buttons. It has no D-pad. God forbid if you want to play, like, a platformer or a twin-stick shooter or something on that thing. All Steam had to do was make a generic fucking controller, and they somehow fucked it up. So basically right now I have a knockoff Xbox One controller from AliExpress that cost £10 and it's picked up as a regular Xbox One controller by pretty much all games. And the D-pad is about as shit as the 360 one, but otherwise it works and it was £10. But this pisses me off because 10 years ago you could buy a single controller for not as much money and it would work with every game and pretty much with every operating system. And even if you were running Windows XP, you could install some additional drivers and it would work. And now we have an absolute shit pile of controllers with proprietary connectors and drivers and dongles and configuration files. And if you just fucking plug a controller into your PC, there's about a 50-50 chance that the damn thing will work first time.
Katzman, you just reminded me, I had a question about Windows, actually. So the latest Windows operating system is Windows 10, but like years ago, we had Windows 10P. What's with that?
What the hell is 10P?
Windows 10P. It was the operating system before Vista.
You, Specs.
And then we went back to 7.
Specs, there is a word for people like you.
Use it. Go on. Use it. Also, I just linked something in chat which Microsoft announced, I think, last week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about this. It's on the news. Yeah, that's not real. This is the disability sort of friendly controller, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks neat.
It's a thing. You plug other things into it, like other like giant buttons and other stuff.
It has modules and stuff that plug into it.
So if you have disabilities, like you've lost fingers or whatever, you can just plug it in, plug another button in somewhere else and use your foot or something.
That's neat.
My question is, how much is this going to cost, though?
£100 for the base controller.
That's actually pretty awesome. I have a friend who shot his middle and ring finger off of a cannon.
Why?
Ooh.
That he built himself.
Ooh.
The fingers he do that?
Because he wanted to build a cannon.
But why did he shoot his fingers off after he'd bought it?
Ooh.
Because he was trying to load it, and it fired prematurely as he was loading it.
Oh, Jesus.
He took it in total stride. It was like, he's like, yeah, my only regret is that they didn't pick my fingers off the ceiling so I could...
you pick the finger off the ceiling and put it in cold water...
He actually shot through the roof and the fingers landed on the roof.
Shit.
Oh, God.
I'm not... He is the wacky sitcom neighbor of my life, I swear to God. He's getting married and is going to have a baby in 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's reproducing.
I'm not sure if I trust that guy with a baby.
I love that guy.
Trying the cannon again with the baby inside this time.
No. He wouldn't do that to his baby, just himself.
Well, good for him, I guess. Now he's got a big old controller.
It's not that
long, I think, before people will start being able to replace their fingers with digital ones.
They'll replace their digits with digital ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Digital digits. Digi-Rob, digital robber.
Shut up!
Digi-Rob.
I'll be like, Matt, can you pass me the Parmesan so I can grate it into this pasta?
Donsky will never do that for
you. No, and Matt will be like, sorry, I'm updating the firmware on my fingers.
We had to, at work, clear a guy to bring in Bluetooth legs into a secure area at one point.
Why would you need Bluetooth in your legs?
That's
because
awesome.
His legs have been blown off because he was at war. So he got given prosthetic legs. And the doctors use Bluetooth to connect to the legs to change configuration settings on them as to how easily they move and stuff.
That's the sickest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
That is sick, but I would want to control the settings on my own legs.
Yeah, you can, but you
have to have software. But ultimately, basically, because it's Bluetooth, we had to actually look at them. Bluetooth legs.
This begs the question, how long before my vision is augmented?
Good question. How long before thought-controlled video games? Why don't we have thought-controlled controllers,
I've seen, like,
I guess, yeah?
Thought-controlled wheelchairs before.
I don't think that would be a good idea, because I can't...
Just run over everybody that you
hated. I can't choose what my brain decides to think about.
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck proprietary software!
I'd have an intrusive thought, like, what if I just jumped off this cliff right now? And then the thought-controlled video game would do that. I wouldn't be able to get past the first level. In a thought-controlled video game, I think if you thought really hard about it, like so hard that you go red in the face, you should be able to noclip and fly.
Yes.
And then you like lift up like
wet,
very slightly.
Dry world!
Exactly.
Catsman, can I float you some hamburger music? As the arbitrator of hamburger music.
You can.
Can I get you something fresh off the grill?
Fresh off the grill.
Here is a link to what I believe is the next hamburger music.
Let's see.
Now, I'm not entirely sure that this is hamburger music.
There's no trombone for a start.
There's no brass.
This feels very country barbecue, though.
Yeah,
it's
more
got
like
that plodding, like,
yeah,
rhythm. Rhythm,
this
that's
is
the word I'm looking for.
This is definitely more hot dog than hamburger, if you ask me.
Ooh.
What's the difference?
It needs some brass or something.
It's got a weird instrument that sounds like it's trying to be brass.
Not hamburger, sorry.
Oh, rejected.
I mean, it has hamburger qualities, but not hamburger.
All right, it's a sandwich, but it's not a hamburger.
Sandwich shop?
Unless you're a radical sandwich anarchist.
What was that picture? Someone posted like a picture of a jumbo sausage with like a slice of bread in the middle of it.
That was me. What's the question?
Is that a sandwich? Is a double down a sandwich?
It's not a sandwich because there's one slice of bread. It's not enveloped in bread. It has to be two slices of bread either side of the stuff in for it to be a sandwich. That one was just an enigma.
If you take a sandwich filling and put it between two slices of pizza, is it a sandwich?
No.
Why not?
It's not bread, it's pizza.
Yeah, but pizza is basically just bread, but flat.
But it's... No, because pizza is like...
Does that make a calzone a sandwich?
No, it's a pasty.
No,
it's a pasty.
Technically, calzone is a pasty.
Hmm.
Every culture has their own pasty.
And they're all amazing.
What is the African pasty?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I have had one.
What is pasty?
Africa isn't a country, by the way. It's like a pastry
with a filling in the middle.
Yeah. The original pasty had starter, mains, and dessert as you ate it down along the thing, because it was meant to be like one meal as like a handheld thing for convenience purposes. No longer.
Well, the reason they've got the big crust on the side is because like the miners would take them down when they were going dump mine, and they'd throw away the crust because it would be covered in coal soot after they had eaten it.
The pastry was used as like a barrier, I guess, against
diseases,
dirt, disease, whatever.
It's the same concept as the reason that sandwiches has bread on either side. It's just to act as a vessel for whatever's in the middle.
Yes.
I'm going to read you alternative names of the Cornish pasty. A British pasty, an oggie, a teddy oggie, a tiddy oggin, a tiddy oggin, and, or an oggie.
Cheesy knob!
Shut up. Why do you do this?
She goaded me. She goaded me into it.
Right. Continue reading about pasties.
No, I'm done now.
I'm sorry.
Can you give us one more?
No.
Just one more. No. If you could name a pasty, what would you call it?
Bob.
What was the name I gave Happy Man? I've forgotten already.
Fred.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I am really pissed off, right? Because I went to visit my parents and the local pub was doing a pub quiz. And the lady came around and she was like, does anyone want a sausage roll? And I was like, yeah, okay. And I took something off that plate, thinking more about my quiz answers at the time. and it wasn't a fucking sausage roll. It was a fucking piece of a pork pie. And the piece of the pork pie was, I shit you not, it was about 30% meat, 30% pastry, and 40% that horrible jelly? Weird jelly stuff.
Is it aspic?
No.
Is it aspic?
On the inside of fucking pork pies.
No.
It's aspic. Pictures. It is as well.
It is aspic. I put it in, so I was like, I can't eat this. So I got a tissue out of my pocket. I wrapped it in the tissue. I put it in my pocket. Hope nobody noticed. Nobody did notice, but when I got home, it slipped out of the tissue and my trousers were all permeated by fucking pork pie aspic.
In honor of Catman's name for me, I'm going to call this segment Freddy's Fanfics.
Freddy's Fanfics.
I have arranged these in order of what I would find most easy to what I would find most difficult, but it might vary. So the first one. Dad A, but B doesn't know, at least for now. Fluff. Friendship. Friends to lovers. Platonic relationships. Platonic cuddling. Family. Family fluff. Family drama. Daddy issues. B has daddy issues. C really wants to help. A is so angry, he's gonna eat his mask. Romance. Slow burn. Slow build. Mpreg. Kind of.
Oh god.
Yeah. Kind of.
Okay, so someone's got a mask.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to go on the mask.
Video game characters with masks.
Captain Falcon.
Nope.
That's...
Do we only get one? Do we only
get one? You only get one.
Yes.
Unless everyone gets it wrong, I guess, in which case it might reset.
A family involved, a mask, a dad, and...
But it's AU where someone is the dad, so they're actually just friends.
Potentially absent dad because there's daddy issues involved.
Can you say the one with the mask being ripped off again, please?
A is so angry, he's gonna eat his mask. A is the dad.
He's gonna eat his mask.
Oh, A is the dad.
A is the dad.
Does he have a mask made of ham?
But he's not normally a dad, I'm assuming. He's just normally...
It says Mpreg, so I'm guessing, Mpreg becomes a dad, then there's daddy issues, then he eats the mask.
I'm gonna put
Who I was till I ate the mask.
I'm gonna put my guess as Crom and Lucina.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't need to give me the pairing. You just need to say what game it's from. That's not right.
Okay.
Good share. Can I go with Kirby?
Nope.
Okay.
Kirby would have been a good shot with Meta Knight, yeah.
That's what I was thinking, Meta Knight.
I imagine there's plenty of Meta Knight Mpreg out there.
I can see DDD as a daddy.
Like, I've got an answer for a mask, but no one would write fanfiction about
him. As a sexy husky daddy, is this what we're talking
about?
Not
in that way.
I'd like to hug DDD and see what he feels like.
He like feels a like a penguin. He's big
penguin,
and fluffy.
Dingus.
All right, a few people have failed, so...
No, I haven't gone yet. I want to give a real meme answer here. I want to weird people out with the answer, but it's not the right one.
Do it.
Darkest Dungeon.
No.
It's the leper with the mask.
I think you guys are thinking too abstractly.
I would have said Street Fighter, in all honesty, but...
Team Fortress 2.
Team Fortress 2. You see...
Spy is Scout's dead.
Spy, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dad spy, but Scout doesn't know. Scout has daddy issues. Sniper really wants to help.
That's true. That's all true.
Should have got that.
That was the easy one. Let's do the harder ones.
Yeah, we fucked up there.
Also, I just had a thought of Cheesy Chongus.
Cheesy Chongus and the Meanie Mongus.
Yeah,
Sin of Unbelievable Proportions.
Oh, God.
Sin of Unbelievable.
My life.
Extremely Dubious Consent. Slave A. Sexual slavery. Canon disabled character. Verbal abuse. Physical abuse. Spanking. Excessive amounts of A. Anal sex. Rough sex. Like, really rough sex. Like, cream de la cream.
If I didn't know better, I would say Dink Smallwood.
A, the sexual meal on wheels.
Oh my god.
Mental instability. Blood drinking. Orgasm denial. Body worship. Abuse of the word doctor. Abuse of an actual doctor.
That's what gets me going.
I feel like this is satirical.
No, it won't be. Where are you getting these from, actually?
Archive of Our Own.
Yeah,
is that all the tags?
Yes.
Metal what? Gear.
Yes.
Yes!
I was actually thinking that myself.
It's Huey, right? Emmerich.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You can't stump me on Metal Gear Solid fanfiction.
Because you've read it all.
He's read this one.
I wrote that one.
I believe it.
A wants to go back and get B. Everyone else gets dragged along. Even Dr. C. Alternate universe, everyone lives. Rare pairing. D broke up with A because he's getting a bit obsessed. Dr. C is gay and nobody can tell me otherwise. They all do not want to go back, but they go anyway. Dr. C is gonna get a little fucked up. Inspired by an idea my friend had. Oh, and the wolves are gonna be in this a lot.
Ooh. Wolves.
Oh, the wolves are fucking throwing me off now.
I'm trying to think of video games with doctors in.
There's lots of video games with doctors in them, but there's not many with video games with doctors and wolves.
Doctors and wolves.
Okay, so Everyone Lived is a...
So it's a video game, I suppose, where at the end, normally, like, everyone dies.
I've got
or,
a...
like, you can have a differing amount of people who survive.
Oh, right. Oh, I've got yeah. a guess. Mass Effect? One of them choose your own adventure games.
There was a guess there.
There was a guess. It was Mass Effect.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be.
I don't know the name of my game, but it's a game... It's on the PS4, and it's, like, a horror game, and you can jiggle the six axis to, like, wave your key around if you're holding a key.
That has wolves in it.
Until Dawn, is it called?
That's
Until
correct.
Dawn. Oh! Yeah, Until Dawn. Yeah.
Clearly
oh, that's a good game.
Clearly, I need to pick a harder game.
That's a really good game.
Somebody said something, and it made me think of it. Something about wolves that Gatsman was saying.
Yeah.
All right,
oh, it's because everyone
it's
survives. Everyone survives, and everyone like lots of people die in that game. You can't prevent.
It's
them
one of them
dying.
You're an adventure games.
Yes, you can prevent them dying, Specs.
Yeah, you can.
Not I all of them, surely.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, that's okay. Not a David Cage game, is it?
No, it's not. It's
no.
good.
No, it's one of those.
It's trying to be.
Yeah.
I don't remember any wolves though.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is about wolves.
No, it's Wendigos.
No.
Wendigos are horses.
That only comes in like the second act.
But isn't that like what the whole spooky thingy is though?
No,
the whole
not
time.
Only in the second part.
Nice. I like this game.
It's a good game.
All right, that's all I had anyway.
Nice. We won.
Good segment.
Well, I think we won anyway.
I think so also.
I have a conundrum for you. So you know how most video game series get worse as they go along? I want you to name me a video game, or think of some video game series that got better with time.
And only got better, didn't get worse again.
Didn't get worse again.
Persona.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I haven't played 1 or 2, but yeah.
I imagine
3, 4, 5, definitely 5.
I imagine 2 is better than 1, because 2 is the one people talk about. Nobody talks about 1.
That's the one with Hitler in it.
Yes.
Well, series that only got better, huh?
This is really difficult, because I don't play video
games. I would
say
Civilization. But
yes, that's
there are other people who wouldn't agree with that, I think.
No, I agree.
It depends whether you count expansions, I think, because whenever a new game is released, there's
that's
like a
true.
Dip, and then
yeah.
with the expansions, it normally ends up better than the previous ones.
Can we see if I can get Chris Huegar to join the mumble before I give mine one?
Why? You're going to
say
something?
Because
I'm
going
to say Smash Brothers,
I'm
going to
say
you?
Smash Brothers.
I feel like the Smash Brothers that you personally played a lot as a teenager is always the best.
Yeah,
Smash
probably.
I think mechanically, actually, Melee probably was better, but there's so much more stuff in the newer ones. There's so much stuff to do. Like, they're better than the old ones, but maybe at the time now, they're not as good as Melee was then.
Has the Skyrim series gotten better as they've released it
no.
more?
No.
The Skyrim series.
Yeah, not the previous games, just the Skyrim ones.
Elder Scrolls?
I don't think
no,
Skyrim
no, not the
VR
no,
is
the
better
Skyrim
than Skyrim.
Games.
So they were just
you know,
the same,
there was Skyrim, Skyrim HD,
yeah.
the
Skyrim
other
VR.
Skyrim HD.
Skyrim VR.
Skyrim Switch.
That's the other Skyrim HD.
That one's not HD, though.
Do you have to stream Skyrim Switch?
No, because that means you can't buy it, and if you can't buy it, Todd isn't interested.
I don't understand why the fuck they're streaming on... I can't believe he sold Skyrim
I'm
to his own son.
I'm
going to
give you that one, yeah.
I can't believe it.
He sold Skyrim to his own son?
Yeah.
As you said.
I like that, I like that. That's good business, that is. Captive audience, your own son.
Bet his son was like,
maybe,
I don't like it.
Maybe Nintendo haven't made another F-Zero game because they know they'll never make a game as good as GX again.
They didn't make GX.
Yeah, I know.
Sega made GX, AV, Super Monkey Ball people.
What's our opinion on the Mario Kart series?
Wii exists, and Wii is not as good as Double Dash, is my opinion.
Yeah, that's Wii was a slight dip.
I liked Wii more than Double Dash,
Super Circuit
actually.
Fucked it.
Super Circuit's decent, though. I think Super Circuit's okay.
For the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, I think that's an okay video game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wouldn't consider that...
at the time.
Yeah, as
a
portable
thing. It was good, but going back to it is very difficult.
Going back to a lot of GBA games is very difficult, particularly the early ones, because they all look really white and washed
they
out
do.
To compensate for the fucking screen.
They do. You can't really play them properly on a proper screen.
Brightness except for Wario Land 4, which will eternally be beautiful.
And Minish Cap.
Oh yeah, Minish Cap.
Zero
Mission, good looking game.
Is good, and
yeah,
Fusion
Zero
is good.
Mission Fusion, fucking perfect game.
Gen 3 Pokemon games
yeah.
look great.
Man, I miss the GBA.
GBA was a fucking
And Advance Wars, don't forget Advance Wars.
I think GBA is probably my favourite handheld.
GBA was a really, really good platform.
Of course, Mother only got better as it went along.
Yeah, fair.
About, no, wait. I was going to say Diablo, but then I remember that they made a third Diablo.
You can't have it.
If there's only two games, it doesn't count.
Just Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden's been real good.
No, Ninja Gaiden 3 is bad.
I only care
Ninja
about
Gaiden
the old
bad?
Ninja Gaiden games. I don't give a shit about the new ones.
Actually, Ninja Gaiden 2 is maybe not even as good as Ninja Gaiden 1 either. Like on the Xbox. Black and Sigma and all those.
What about Contra?
Contra, interesting.
I remember Super C being pretty rubbish.
Contra Hardcore is pretty bad.
Got a good soundtrack.
I think they're all just, they're different types of game,
so
though.
Is
they're
the,
in the same series, but...
Whatever the Contra game was that wasn't Contra or Super C on NES. There's a third one that's bad.
Damn it, Donkey Kong
You're not
Country
talking about the Alien Wars,
almost has
no.
it.
Good, thank God for that.
Hardcore is the new one, the shit one.
Hardcore Uprising.
If it wasn't for Donkey Kong Country 3, then Donkey Kong
I
Country
was,
would
yeah,
have
I
it.
Was thinking about that, but yeah, Donkey Kong Country.
Why
did
they
probably...
even make it? Why did they even make it? The fucking Nintendo 64 was like out by then.
They had started making it. They had some leftover assets and stuff from 2, probably.
They needed a buffer zone for them
Tropical
to take ages to make N64.
I started
that's
playing Tropical
what,
Freeze a couple of weeks ago. It's
that's
so
just
good.
What Nintendo does, though. They, like, release something on a console that's already dead just because they started doing it 7 years ago and they didn't want to quit.
Zelda game.
Actually been very, very common with them.
We got two amazing Kirby games as a result of that. In
we
Kirby's
got one absolute fucking shite Zelda game.
Kirby's Adventure and Kirby's Dream Land 3 were all released after the next console came out.
Yeah, but the NES lasted until, like, 94. It lasted
yeah,
a really long
speaking.
Time.
The last thing that Nintendo released for it was Wario's Woods, I think.
And the second to last was Star Tropics 2, which they were considering putting on Super Nintendo.
Yep.
And Wario's Woods did go on a Super Nintendo.
Did.
Kid Wario? No.
No.
People
no,
go
no,
no with that one.
No.
Sticker Star?
Sticker Star, no. I hate that game more than I hate myself.
I enjoyed Sticker Star, but I never finished it.
I'm gonna piss Catsman off.
I know you
piss Catsman
kiss.
Off.
You always do that.
Doom!
I want to hear the cape.
It would be correct if not for the fact that every Doom game after Doom 2 is terrible.
A case can be made for Wario Land.
Yeah,
yes,
Wario Land.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like
hold on,
two,
though. I don't think the Shake Dimension was as good as Wario Land 4.
Mm.
Does Wario World count in there
and
as well?
And then there
was
a really crappy
right.
like Master of Disguise game as well. That's the problem.
Wario
I
Land,
don't count that as Wario Land.
Wario Land does not count.
Wario
one,
where?
If Wario Land 1, 2, 3, and 4, yes, they can
please let me
get
talk.
Better. Sorry.
I forgot about Wario Land the Shake Dimension. Wario Master of Disguise is not a Wario Land game, and no, Wario World does not count. Shake Dimension is not as good as 4, so...
Shake Dimension is good.
What about Virtual Boy Wario?
That's also not a Wario Land.
Is it?
Also, I heard that game was really good, but I'm not going to play it because
I've heard
red.
that game is
good.
Worth playing, actually.
It's like the only good Virtual Boy game.
It was a Wario Land game for Virtual Boy, and it was actually really good.
I think they're making a remake of it, or like the fans are making a remake of it, or maybe Nintendo are making a remake of it.
I don't think Nintendo are. I would have heard about that.
Well, again, we have this discussion all the time. All the games that need to be remade, like Wario Land for Virtual Boy, aren't being remade. And all the fucking games where the original was perfect, like Spyro the Dragon, are being remade. It irritates me.
Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, 3 improved.
Yeah, but Crash Bandicoot 4 was a bit shit.
Well, yeah, Crash after that, after he got
went
sold
off a fucking
to the man.
Cliff.
Same with Spyro.
My lasting memory of the fourth Crash Bandicoot game is that it was released on the PS2 on CD, not DVD.
There were
with,
a few,
with
yeah.
the loading times that come with being on a CD.
I remember it took 2 or 3 minutes to load levels. Same with the Spyro game, actually, that they had on the PS2.
Really strange. Really strange choice. How do you pass this question for Mario games where there's so many different new...
I don't think there is any Mario series that has consistently got better.
Yeah, even Mario and Luigi, Partners in Time is definitely the weak link there.
Most of the main ones have been kind of even, to be honest.
New Super Mario Bros.
I like it.
They continually got worse.
I don't think that's correct.
No. The original New Super Mario Bros. is the best that they've released.
I think
Moogle's was just the same shit that they had in all the other games. Nothing different in it.
It was, but it was better, but I was bored of it by then. Yeah. That's the problem I've got with it.
Shouldn't count. That's like saying the new Madden games are better because there's a slightly new thing in each one.
That's not true. Like, a lot of sports games have got worse since later years. Like, I used to play the Tiger Woods games with my dad a lot, and they did get worse, actually. Year on year, they got worse, and it wasn't just because, you know, we were bored of them. It was just because they didn't have as good features as the previous years for some reason.
I think EA lost interest in them because they stopped making them after a while.
Metal Gear Solid.
No.
What was the question?
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear getting better as it goes.
I can't imagine four or five
fitting into that.
Well, everyone says three
gameplay
is a high point.
Gameplay-wise, four is really good.
I actually preferred 2 to 3.
That's because they didn't get 2.
I prefer 2 to 3 as well.
I haven't played them.
I mean, maybe 3 is more fun. I don't know.
I had more fun with 2.
Yeah,
two is like the clever one.
I'm just terrified that if I ever play a Metal Gear game, I'll just fall desperately in love with Big Boss. Big Boss.
I mean, it's understandable. He is the perfect human male.
Metal Gear did not get better as it went on.
There you go.
There you have it.
It's almost like a perfect pyramid.
What, you like 1, 2, 3, and then 4 and 5 downhill?
No, it gets better and better up until 3, and then it gets worse and worse.
See, I didn't like 3, I would have put the top of the pyramid at 2.
I didn't like 3 on my first playthrough, then I played it through again the next day, and I liked it a lot better while I was skipping the cutscenes and just having to piss about with it.
I've tried to play it like 4 or 5 times, and every time I just don't like it.
We're looking at it as an overall, not the story or just the gameplay, right?
Yeah, you probably have to, I guess.
Well, 3 is the best one in the story department.
I don't like the story. In
not only because it's standalone, you don't need to play the other Metal Gear games to follow along.
That is true, though.
I did sort of lose the plot in 2 towards the end.
Yes.
That's intentional, though, I think.
The plot loses itself.
Where does Metal Gear Acid fit in? Because it's the only one I own. I've never played it.
That's like a weird spin-off set in the future or something.
I just wanted multiple games on my PSP.
Acid is fun, though. I liked it.
Is it canon?
No.
Acid's not canon.
That's a shame.
Card game, isn't it, if I remember right?
Is it the Chain of Memories of the Metal Gear series?
Next thing. Specs, you'd say something. Go on, taunt me with something.
I can do your bullshit segment. This has actually come up on a podcast before, just briefly. John Harvey Kellogg is what I like to talk about.
God damn it.
John Harvey Kellogg was the man who invented the Kellogg's cornflake, but he is not the man who is on the name of the Kellogg's cereal boxes. That was his brother, who I think was called William Kellogg. They made Kellogg's cornflakes by accident once because they left a load of flour out and it spoiled. So then they rolled it all out and baked it, and that became the first Kellogg's cornflakes. John Harvey Kellogg was a doctor and worked in a sanitarium where, because he was a Seventh-day Adventist, which is one of those slightly different Christian religions that sprung up in America, like sort of like if you think Jehovah's Witnesses, the Amish, things like that. Because he's a Seventh-day Adventist, or was a Seventh-day Adventist, he practiced sort of celibacy. He felt that passion was something that was sinful, and therefore a lot of the recipes he made for the patients at his sanitarium were designed to be as bland as possible so it wouldn't inflame their passions and cause them to masturbate. So that's how he came up with the Kellogg's cornflake. I just found this really interesting when I found out about it, that the Kellogg's cornflake was designed as an aid to dyspepsia, so heartburn, and masturbation.
Have we had this discussion before, Specs? Because I swear I've had this exact discussion with you.
He's obsessed with it, so yes. Maybe not on the podcast.
I've been into this for a little while.
It must have been when we were watching Game Center CX or something. It must have been.
I think so, yeah.
Because I swear I've had this discussion with you.
So anyone else here have a spicy, incredibly spicy curry and then immediately feel the need to masturbate?
Well, the thing with me is, like, all I ever eat is dry toast and bran flakes, and I still speedrun Alone in the Dark every night.
Wow. Wow.
It's an oldie, but it's a goodie.
It's a goodie. You see, if Mitch were here, he would be talking about speedrunning Seaman.
With Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Are they making a Seaman 2 now?
So I was told.
I swear it's being kickstarted. Catsman, have you got that game where you Google a thing and then we respond?
Okay, so the way this works is, it's called Are You Feeling Lucky, right? I'm going to say the start of a Google search query, and you have to tell me what the top things that Google recommends for that query are.
You get more points for more obscure ones, so I think is how we do it.
More points for more obscure. Okay, so time for Are You Feeling Lucky, the Google game. You can answer in any order, by the way, but you only get
I guess
one.
We're going to each give an answer, and then you're going to give us a result.
Fingers on buzzards.
Fingers on buzzards. Hold on, I'm just going to write down all of your names so that I can keep a tally. Crystallis, Moogle, Shiny, Specross, and...
Fred.
The first thing, why are Sonics...
Arms blue.
Yeah, I was going to say it, but thanks, Bex. Why are Sonic's friends robots?
Why are Sonic's
turned into robots,
games bad?
Good one.
Oh, that's
why
a good one.
Are Sonic's eyes connected?
Why are Sonic's a hedgehog?
it's a good question, also.
That's a really good one.
That's the sort of thing that a child would talk
exactly.
into a fucking Google. So, why are Sonics, then the top answer, which gets you minimum but a number of points, why are Sonics' eyes connected?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's the top one.
That is the top fucking query. The next two are, why are Sonics' eyes green and why are Sonics' eyes blue?
I did think why are Sonics' eyes green after Shiny said connected. That's a big meme in the Sonic fanbase.
So, the next answer for 4 points, why are Sonic's games so bad?
Nice.
Scoring Crystallis 4 points.
Yeah. Wow.
The next two, why are Sonic's fans autistic and why are Sonic's fans so weird? I mean, Google isn't supposed to shit talk people, but it hasn't learned how to not shit talk people yet. Why are Sonic's commercials so stupid? Why are Sonic booms illegal? Why are Sonic's onion rings sweet? And final, why are Sonic's toothbrushes better? Continuing on a theme! Why can't Sonic?
Breathe underwater.
Why can't Sonic fall in love?
Oh.
That's so sweet.
Why can't Sonic...
swim.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's an obvious one.
Sonic. Why can't Sonic beat Eggman?
Marry Amy.
You already said breathe underwater, dude.
Yeah.
He did. I'll steal fucking marry Amy. Why not? Go on. It's not going to be on there, but I don't care.
No, I've given Happy Man marry Amy because I haven't revealed any results yet.
I'll take breathe underwater then. There you go.
Why can't Sonic? Top answer is
what was
swim.
That?
So Crystallis gets a point. Why can't Sonic use chaos control? Why can't Sonic run so fast? He can.
I was
why
gonna
can't
say.
Sonic run fast? Two of them are why can't Sonic run fast.
They're probably playing whatever the Wii games were where you're running really slowly all the time.
Unleashed.
No, that wasn't the one.
Mario
was
Sonic Olympic Games.
Secret Rings was one of them.
I like Secret
the
Rings.
The Mystic
and
Knight
I like
or something?
Black
now
Knight.
Look,
Black Knight.
Secret Rings was an attempt to fix what was wrong with Sonic. The problem was it was completely the wrong one.
I really liked it.
I appreciate the intent.
The controls were kind of iffy. I'm kind of glad they made it a little better.
Continue.
It was Wii, wasn't it? The next one, why can't Sonic breathe in space? Why can't Sonic talk?
Yeah,
what?
But he can.
Classic Sonic can't talk.
And finally, why can't Sonic screwdriver work on wood?
Oh, man.
It's Google, man.
I really had my hopes up for Marry Amy.
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually.
I think it's more of a won't situation.
Is Solid Snake?
Big Boss.
Yay.
Dead.
Real.
I'll go for that. Is Solid Snake alive? Why not?
Flip
so,
the bucket
I will
script.
Now reveal the answers. Is Solid Snake dead? Number one. So Happy Man gets a point.
Yep.
Is Solid Snake Big Boss? So Specs gets two.
Yes.
Is Solid Snake a clone? Nobody got that one. Is Solid Snake the bad guy? Nobody got that one. Is Solid Snake gay? So
yes.
Moogle, that gets you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. The next answer, is Solid Snake in MGS5?
I was going to say that. I didn't say it. Damn it.
For 6 points, you could have said, is Solid Snake based on Snake Plissken?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I can't see how he wouldn't be.
He's also based on person whose name I can't remember from Terminator. Well, I can't remember his name.
His name's Snake.
No.
No. Well, his
art from Metal Gear 1
yes,
was based on...
The yeah. cover art of MGS1 is Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese, yeah.
Is Solid Snake Venom Snake? And finally, is Solid Snake American?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people want to know. So if you were Google, you'd have just done your job there.
Good job, guys.
Well done, everybody.
So we do have a tie right now, so I'm going to give you one more. Dating games with...
Dating games with furries.
Dating games with anime girls.
Dating games with monsters.
Dating games with Frozen.
Dating games with Yuri on Ice.
No, you're all wrong.
Oh, no.
The answers are dating games with choices.
Oh.
Dating games with kissing.
Oh.
Dating games with One Direction. That's what the average user types into Google. Dating games with Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Dating games with questions. Dating games with levels. Dating games with Zayn Malik. I don't know who that is.
He's from
One
Direction.
One Direction.
Okay. Dating games with avatars. And dating games with Sims.
I think we forget that normies want to play dating games too.
Evidently.
Only teenage girls want to play dating games.
And Mitch
games.
Will never play a dating game ever again as a result. Because normies play them.
They're too mainstream.
They're too mainstream for him now.
It's a tie. So the final scores. In joint last, we have Shiny and Fred with 1 point.
Hey. Damn it.
In joint not last, we have Specs with 2.
Yay.
You and me, Crystallis.
And in joint victory, we have Crystallis and Moogle with 5, who
you
absolutely fucking wiped the floor.
GG.
Yeah, GG. Are we done with the segments?
I probably will remember something that I really wanted to complain about, but I don't remember it now.
Because I don't want to have the inevitable 45 minutes of entropy before we actually end the episode, so...
I like the 45 minutes of entropy. I don't know what you're talking about.
We should just shift the 45 minutes of entropy into Game Center instead. Just watch that while we wind down.
Here's an outro for you.